Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. The first hour of Sports Time is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome into Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you. Landon Schmidt producing. We're Sports Time. We're with you for the next 2.5 hours, a little bit shorter this afternoon as Ole Miss Baseball, they're in action tonight in Tennessee up in Knoxville to take on the Volunteers. We'll get you out there for first pitch, which will be around 5:30. We won't have pregame this afternoon, but we will make sure you have the game in its entirety later tonight between the Rebels and the Volunteers. But a lot to get to before we get to some baseball. We will talk Major League Baseball. Is one game already in action, the Cubs and the Mets, a 1:20 afternoon start that is usual up on the north side. So we'll talk baseball. We'll talk a lot of basketball as the NBA postseason, it rolls right along. The final night of the play-in tournament will be tonight. Two games starting at 6:30, and then the playoffs will get started tomorrow. College basketball, the transfer portal keeps on rolling. Penny Hardaway picks up another commitment out of the transfer portal last night with Jerry Dang from NC State, was at Florida State before that. So we'll talk a lot of Tiger basketball, the NBA. We also got to do hockey picks at some point this afternoon. So plenty to get into over these next 3 hours. But Brett, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. It's going to be a throwdown between me and Landon today as our teams all go right against each other in the first round of the hockey.
How about that?
Rivalry is old as time.
Wow. It is. I can feel it. I can feel the intensity.
Battle of Pennsylvania.
The rivalry between you two.
So Pittsburgh that be, against my Flyers.
That'll be a lot of fun. That'll get started
we'll
tomorrow.
I hope so.
I sure hope so.
I do.
I hope the hockey doesn't do it to us.
No, I hope
golf
it
is all, the golf picks have really.
Well, yes. And
it's getting tricky there.
We're only a couple weeks in, which is not.
You know who's leading today in golf? At Hilton Head.
It's Fitzy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Matt Fitzpatrick. Picked by
John Goin. Yeah, I saw him wrap up his round earlier today, and he was and him and a handful of other guys were looking really good today.
It's a great leaderboard.
Yeah, no,
signature event.
It sure is, and guys are taking advantage of it. So it's been a lot of fun to watch that earlier today, and now we'll get some baseball action and then basketball tonight. It's going to be a fun day around the sports world.
We've got a different strategy on my hockey picks.
All right, please.
Except for my Flyers that haven't won it since 74, 75,
yeah.
Went back-to-back. I'm picking total either teams that have never won it or if they face somebody – that hadn't like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, I would pick Philadelphia anyway, even if they weren't my team, my Flyers, because they haven't won it more recently than Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's gonna be that.
All right.
And anti-Canada for how they acted after the gold medal game.
All right. I like it. So anti-Canada.
They think it's their birthright.
Well, they do. It's
kinda is.
It's their sport. Yes. I'll give them that. But okay, I like that. I think that's a good strategy.
We'll see what it gets me.
I don't know how much it will get you, but I think it is. I think it's smart. And the
at
lack
worst,
of,
it's going to get me senior division champion.
That's right. I mean, that is at the very least is what you will get. So I'll get started. I don't even know what games we have tomorrow. Three
you know,
games tomorrow
on my most
in,
recent
in
bank statement, it said senior account.
How about that? I love that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
you've made it when you reach a senior account.
Which so, never had any. Well, monthly fees anyway.
No, well, that's good. That is really good. But yeah, so if you can't watch the NBA tomorrow on Amazon Prime, you can watch the hockey starting at 2:00 tomorrow afternoon on ESPN with a triple header. So that will be a lot of fun. Playoff hockey, I tell people all the time, it's a different level.
It is
a lot of fun to watch, and I think three really entertaining games tomorrow.
And we will hit at some point between now and the Stanley Cup being awarded to someone and the Larry O'Brien Trophy awarded to someone the night or two of the Twitter debate of hockey playoffs are better than NBA.
Of course.
No, they're not.
Of course. Well, I mean, the intensity is certainly interesting and makes it an interesting debate. I love them both, so I'm not going to get into any argument about either of them.
You're not going to drop the gloves over?
No. But I do think that is what makes people say that it's better is because for a lot of people, it's their first time really watching hockey.
That's
and so you see the intensity, the atmospheres are great, and you get some great games, and you get a lot of action in between whistles, and that gets a lot of people going.
So, Rebs and UT will have it tonight. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody plays nice. So. He's not there.
That's
so
right.
There's no need to throw anything. He's not there. He won't return until November to Neyland.
Lane
goes to Oxford and to Neyland this year.
That is a wild schedule for Lane Kiffin at LSU, but I'm sure he'll have fun with it. He'll enjoy that a lot. So
I can guarantee you he's not going to be intimidated anywhere.
No, of course not. But it's college football news all over the place. We talked yesterday about the idea and the suggestion by the NCAA to move the start date
up
a week, and it is moving in that direction.
No
so,
suggestion to it.
It will feel by 2027. It sounds like that's when they're going to start that kind of process of moving it up, and we'll see a kind of new look calendar. The hope is that it won't change it much based on kind of that recommendation yesterday. That it won't change much of it, other than the fact that you will just get a bunch of more games. On that first week,
right.
That is kind of week zero now would be week one
and next year. That's going to be Thursday, August 26th,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's still a little bit later. But when we get into in 2028, that's the 24th. That's mm-hmm. 2 days,
yeah.
And that's the full week before Labor Day. And then in 2029, that's Thursday the 23rd.
Wow. All right, so earlier and earlier. I mean, I'm all for it. I love the early football. That'd be great. And my question would be who gets the week zero, the future week zero started? Who jumps out there and says let's get a game?
Someone
and,
will,
of course.
That Dublin operation will.
No, it definitely will. Somebody will get out there and say moving early.
Big 12 has a contract with them, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And so it's
contracts. What do they mean?
Well, they don't mean much nowadays, but a lot going on around college athletics for sure. I mentioned last night Memphis basketball getting another commitment out of the transfer portal. Jerry Dang, who spent last year at NC State, the year before at Florida State, and then his first season of college basketball at Hampton. That was where he had the biggest role and then was more of a rotation piece at Florida State. Only played 8 games last year for NC State before redshirting, and so he'll have 2 years of eligibility left, becomes the third, and joins this Tiger team that right now currently has 8 guys committed for next season's team, still waiting on Aaron Bradshaw and his decision with only a couple days remaining before that transfer portal closes.
Coming together, cousin of
Luol Deng, which is interesting. Learned that earlier today, so definitely has some nice background.
If he's half the player, I'll take it.
Well, and that will be the question. I'll be curious to see what he looks like as a Tiger, and I'll obviously be, I'm sure, a bigger role than the role he had the last 2 years at Florida State and at NC State. Like I mentioned, only played in 8 games, but in those 8 games, didn't have a huge role for NC State. So I'm sure it will be a bigger factor. But, listed as a forward, I haven't seen a lot of film on him, but the film I have seen, he likes to hang out around the perimeter, likes to take mid-range and 3-point shots. So we'll see kind of how he is used and what type of player he is for Memphis. But the third edition and kind of starting to take shape, but still definitely a lot of holes on this roster, very incomplete roster so far. And I think the big question is you haven't seen them go after a lot of big men, a lot of centers, a lot of the pieces that are going to be front court pieces. And now maybe the fact that Aaron Bradshaw could come back to Memphis and maybe even the Tigers planning around him being back next year.
Jason Munn's also alluding more and more to the multi-team event
mm-hmm.
that St. Jude's going to put together early in the season. That will probably be November, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would assume. I really don't know where it's going to be. We know it won't be something at the start of the season because we know the Tigers already have the first day of the season wrapped up in South Dakota. So, I don't know. I don't know where. I wish we would know by now. Like, I don't know when they're going to announce that, but I would like to have a little bit more clarity on that event.
Jason did clarify some dates, including mm-hmm. that one we knew about. Monday, November 2nd, Iowa State in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. November 7th,
mm-hmm.
date firm for VCU.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Saturday.
Yeah.
That's the Saturday of the Ole Miss-Georgia game.
Mm.
November 15th, that's a Sunday the following weekend against U of L at FedEx Forum. November 15th on a Sunday. That will be Sunday afternoon. November against the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
November 29th in against Dayton at the neutral site still to be worked out. So that'd be 2 weeks after U of L, yeah. And that'll be on a Sunday. And December 16th at Texas, and that is a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so getting a little better idea of what that non-conference schedule will look like and what those dates will look like. And you know, we talked to Greg Gaston yesterday, and I know Jason Munns in his reporting today kind of alluded to a kind of Thanksgiving-type MTE that the Tigers will participate yep. in. And Greg was telling us that yesterday.
Maybe
and
Bahamas.
Then, yeah, you know, it could be back to the Bahamas. And then, you know, whenever this whenever the St. Jude event is going to happen, you know it's going to be.
Bill Laurie float his big old boat down there.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, might as well if you're going to head down there.
He did a few years ago.
Yeah, he did. You might as well have it down there. But it with the potential of a some sort of St. Jude event in November, it would be a pretty loaded schedule for the Tigers in the month of November.
At Baylor, at Vanderbilt, home against Utah State. Mm-hmm. To be determined. I hope that Utah State is around that date in November, in February again, around Valentine's again, like it was this year, and around NBA All-Star break, mm-hmm. and on Saturday night at FedEx Forum.
Yeah, no, I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think that would be a good time to put that game. But we'll see what they ultimately decide. I believe, unless something has changed, that Baylor game is supposed to be on the 5th of December, unless they're kind of going back
Saturday
to the drawing board.
Okay.
But I know when that was announced, the first 2 years were announced for dates. And so maybe something's changed. I really don't know. But if that is still, in fact, when they're going to play it, you're looking at the first Saturday in December for Memphis and Baylor. Which
so
would
that's
be
seven games. Well, you'll have one in the St. Jude MT. Mm-hmm. That's eight. If you go to the Bahamas, that's three, mm-hmm. wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 11. Those next two, I don't want to disparage anybody. That's got to be cupcake tech.
Yeah, it definitely has to.
And cream puff you.
Sure. You know, we've seen.
I mean, two, you know, mm-hmm. we're going to win by 20.
Yeah. And
the only thing to be decided is Tiger bankroll, just how close it will get.
That's exactly right. And, you always see a couple of those games on the schedule every single year. And so, those will be kind of filled in whenever, they ultimately decide what the final kind of schedule looks like around those games. And, they'll get those set up and you'll have a couple of those. And especially to fill the home schedule, needing a couple more home games, you'll probably see, a couple of relatively easy games. So, things starting to take shape for Memphis, and we'll see
coaches
what it looks like. Yeah,
roster,
yeah,
schedule.
Yeah. So it's starting to come together, and we'll see how it progresses over the weekend. It's been interesting to see type of guys that they've gone out and gotten out of the transfer portal. I'll be curious if we get more commitments over the weekend, and again, what happens with Aaron Bradshaw, because Jason Munn's reporting today made it seem that it is more and more possibility that Aaron Bradshaw does return to Memphis next year, and even that the Memphis coaching staff kind of planning for him to return. So what does that mean for the front court? Because nobody they have brought in yet has been very much of a front court threat in terms of rebounding and kind of shot blocking and different things like that, and just kind of a big man that you can play on the block. It's been kind of more guys that like to be around the three-point line. So I'll be curious to see if we start to see some of those guys start coming in.
You remember on Wednesday, on Jackie Robinson Day, mm-hmm. I went through some of the local people mm-hmm. that wore number 42. Got a really nice tweet from someone said I left out Dane Danger. Mm-hmm. He was good for one year or 2 years?
1 year.
1 year. He was good. But I didn't think he was in Paul Warfield's league.
No. I mean, it's a nice.
I didn't think he was in Lorenzen Wright's league.
No. He's not.
Or David Vaughn are the ones I mentioned. But he was a good 42.
Sure. No, he definitely was.
And the person was very nice about it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought him up because I think reading what Jason Munns put out earlier today, and again that idea of maybe Memphis, the coaching staff planning around Dane Danger to come, Aaron Bradshaw to come back, it kind of reminded me of that situation last year, yeah. where you kind of held out for a couple guys.
Got to have some finality.
They ultimately entered the transfer portal. So, we thought that's what we were getting when he had that deadline and said, you're going to tell this coaching staff by this date whether you're in or you're out. And now it looks like Aaron Bradshaw's still ultimately trying to make his decision.
I still think the university made a mistake not lawyering up and pushing that harder.
Yeah.
Now, when we think we're getting close to maybe some eligibility sanity with the NCAA, the NCAA goes out there and is talking about maybe bringing everybody back for a fifth year.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wouldn't be against that. I mean, just to at least, you know, it would be crazy for next year, certainly. But
who would help if you could have back from last year for the Tiger basketball team? Doug McDaniel.
Yeah, it'd certainly be Doug. I'm trying to think of anybody else I would want to bring back of that group. But certainly, Sincere. You bring back Sincere. So, yeah, there's a couple out there. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind it because it would be kind of crazy for a year or two. But I think it would kind of give you some sort of, at least – finality of, hey, we know that you are this year and are playing this much, you've played this much, and you have this many years available, because it's gotten really, even with the Jerry Deng commit last night, he's a guy that played 8 games last year for NC State, but redshirted, and so everyone's asked, well, I thought you couldn't play that many games when you redshirted, so how do you redshirt? It's very complicated. There's a lot of other guys that Memphis are looking at that need waivers for eligibility next year. I personally don't know if I would go after guys if I knew it was kind of up in the air on if they would get a waiver or not, so there's still just so much uncertainty about who's eligible, who's not eligible, how many years do you have left. It's wild.
If I'm Arkansas right now, I would be telling Taylen Green, don't sign anything.
Yeah.
If you're 6th, 7th round,
sure.
Let's wait and see how this eligibility works out.
Absolutely. And so, that certainly could be coming around the corner and definitely could affect a lot of people. But we've got a busy show today. Again, a shorter show this afternoon as we'll get out of here about 5:30 for Ole Miss baseball. They're in action on the road tonight against Tennessee. We won't have pregame, but we will have first pitch around 5:30. But let me set up today's show before we get to top and not top story of the day. 3:30, Alan Bell from Driving the Line. He'll join us. We'll talk some wagering with Alan, as we'll get to a lot of baseball, both Major League and college. We'll get to these NBA series and games, get his thoughts on all of that. So plenty to discuss with Alan Bell at 3:30. 3:45, we will make our hockey picks, as Brett has already given us his strategy for what he is going to do for the hockey picks. I'll give you my strategy. I didn't even know who was playing tomorrow until a couple minutes ago. When you say the game, I'll just pick a team.
I got
the Kraken jacket on after their season wrapped up last night with a loss against Colorado.
You are a hockey guy and don't know the schedule?
No. Well, it was only finalized. I guess it was finalized late before, but
and one series doesn't start until about Wednesday, I think.
It's kind of crazy how they stretch it out. But it is going to be a lot of fun. I'll be watching.
And no Calgary in the playoffs.
No, and no Toronto in the playoffs either. So some big time. Canadian teams not in the playoffs this season. But we'll talk some hockey at 3:45. 4 o'clock, Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet. He'll join us, and we'll talk a lot of more wagering with Bruce. We'll get to the NBA. We'll get to some Major League Baseball. Maybe even a couple of hockey picks from Bruce, as he's been on top of the NHL.
No Toronto in the playoffs either. Good.
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, I cut loose from them just in time, didn't I?
Yeah, no, you
They can't
sure
hurt
did.
Me ever again.
They can't.
Well,
never again.
Never
that's,
again.
That's what I've heard. But we'll see if you can keep with that. But we'll talk to Bruce at 4 o'clock. 4:30, Brad Bellamy from Landers Ford in Collierville. He'll join us as we will talk a lot of Landers with Brad. You remember Brad all throughout the fall. Love having him on. But Jalen Wells is going to be at the dealership tomorrow. So definitely going to talk with him about that and how you can go out there and meet Jalen Wells, as he is in off-season mode right now. Should be a lot of fun tomorrow afternoon. 4:45, we'll get to big number of the day. 5 o'clock, we'll talk a whole bunch of NBA as we got play-in games tonight, but the playoffs get started tomorrow afternoon, so it will be a lot of talk, but it will also be a lot of picks. Again, we got to pick both these games tonight and then start picking the series for the weekend. We'll do all that at 5 o'clock. Around 5:20 or so, we'll get to an early Moe's crunch time, then we'll get out of here so we can make way for Ole Miss baseball again in action tonight against Tennessee. I should remind you, we're in our Family Leisure Studios. We're family and fun come together. It's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo. It's going on now through May 10th. Seven manufacturers are fighting for your business in the battle of the brands. Hot tubs starting at $34.99 with swim spas starting at just $16.99. Mention this ad and receive a free cover lift with your spa purchase. So head out there and check out all the great deals only at Family Leisure, 2120 Witten Road, just north of I-40.
He's Brian. I'm Brett. Our producer is Landon Schmidt, and we're Sports Time, and we're live and local and with you until 5:30 today. And we want you to be with us by texting or calling 901-360-8255. That's the Sissy's Log Cabin text and talk line. Hit us up there. We're always from our Family Leisure studios, and this hour every day brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. They are at 2600 Ridgeway and online at lexusofmemphis.com. Great offers on all 2026 models and always special leasing options. Drive in luxury and confidence, knowing that every new Lexus comes with complimentary first and second maintenance services. You can call them at 901-334-9673, but they invite you by at 2600 Ridgeway. Come by to the only Lexus dealership in Memphis, and that's where you can put yourself in the driver's seat of the all-new 2026 flagship LS500, and you'll be looking and you'll be driving in style. When you purchase a Lexus, you get top-of-the-line engineering and design, and they make for the safe luxury driving experience. Online at LexusOfMemphis.com. Experience amazing. Experience amazing at Lexus of Memphis.
Top story of the day.
Well, my top story of the day, it is Tiger basketball, as the team is starting to take shape, as now Memphis has eight guys committed for next year's team. The two returners from last year's team, the three transfer portal additions, and the three high school additions. We still don't know about Aaron Bradshaw. Will he enter the portal? Will he return for next season? According to Jason Munns, it sounds like there might be a possibility that he does return to the program for a second season. But we also have more clarity on the coaching staff as well. Yesterday we talked about it a lot with the addition of Steve Wright, who comes over after a year at Missouri. But last night the news was Jerry Dang, who committed to Memphis out of the transfer portal. He spent time last year at NC State, only appeared in eight games before he took a redshirt. Before that, he was at Florida State, where he appeared in 31 games, mainly coming off the bench, averaged 7 points. His best season was his freshman year at Hampton, where he averaged 10.1 points, 4.2 rebounds per game, and shot 39.1% from deep. So we'll see what he adds to Memphis. You look at the rebounding numbers. Last year, only 2.1 rebounds per game. The year before, 1.9. So at 6'9", he's not a rebounding threat. Like I said, more of a guy that likes to hang out around the perimeter, score off the dribble, try to be a threat from deep or in that mid-range shot. We'll see what he adds, but you're seeing Memphis go out there and add long guys that can maybe be a factor both offensively and defensively with all their size and length.
My top story, it touches on Tiger basketball, Penny Hardaway. He's had to change. He's had to shift like the sport that he's coaching. The job that he has right now, it doesn't resemble, in a lot of ways, but a lot of ways that he doesn't control, it doesn't resemble day one to now. It doesn't resemble 3 years ago to now. And I'm talking ways that it's not just on the floor, it's not wins and losses, I'm not talking scan count, things he cannot control, it does not resemble now. You got to remember, it was 5 years ago that he signed the number three or four class in the country. And that was at Rivals, according to Rivals. That was Bates, Duren, Minot, the two Lawsons, Camden, Aomidi. Was that his name? Yep. Sam Aomidi? Pronounce it right?
Yeah. Sam Aomidi.
Okay.
Call, yeah.
And Tyler Harris and Earl Timberlake. This class before today, I hadn't looked at an update, it was 55th. Mm-hmm. That's not that bad how you do things now on the fly. But it has changed. He has changed. And I think next year might get back to some stability, get back to the Tigers with people can count on them winning. Now, will these local players sell tickets? They will if they win.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, then nobody's going anywhere unless you're winning.
Yeah, no. The wins, people will come, but it's got to start now, with a winning product.
Here is a scary thing with that schedule that we touched on. And it's got some high points. if they're winning, let's say heading in, what was one of those December games we were talking about?
We talked about December 6th against Baylor. I don't have the schedule
but,
right
but a,
in front
but
of
a
me.
Home game in December and sure. You're 7-3
mm-hmm. Oh,
against
be,
that schedule.
That'd be great.
That should be 8,000 or 9,000 people
yeah.
there.
No, it definitely should be.
And if you're not drawing when you're winning, then you got something else to worry about.
No, you definitely do.
Not top story of the day.
Well, my not top story of the day, it also includes college basketball, but it's not the Tigers because y'all thought that the season was starting on the 2nd of November, but not so fast. We'll have a game on the 1st of November, a Sunday, to get the season started in Italy.
So a game zero?
I guess so, yes. Instead of a
day
week zero, we're having a day zero in college basketball. As it was announced earlier today that Villanova and Notre Dame will start the season in Rome. Obviously, a lot of connections there. Notre Dame being a massive Catholic school, Villanova with Pope Leo, that's his alma mater, so really cool. That
take
they were
that,
able
Sister
to,
Jean.
Honestly, no kidding, but really cool that they were able to do this. It's going to be a doubleheader. It's going to start, the men's teams are going to play at 8:30 a.m. our time on November 1st, with the women playing at 11 a.m. our time the same day, so a little bit of a doubleheader to get the college basketball season starting. Then we already talked about the midnight game that we have to start November 2nd. So you'll have a game early that morning on Sunday. Then you'll have a game way late into the night that night to really get the year started. I'm excited about it.
You know the Mino NFL will have one of those early games.
Oh,
that day.
I'm sure they
don't
will.
Don't do it,
I'm
NFL.
Sure they will.
Let college basketball have that day.
I think they're going to do it, and I know what I'll be watching that morning.
My not top story, Live Play Zone in Mexico City. Boy, the course looked rough.
Yeah.
Bryson DeChambeau complained about that. It's continuing to be one of the biggest joke sports really ever. It's not as bad as the AAF here in Memphis was with the Memphis Express AAF. Is that right?
Was yep. Express, yes.
And I missed Johnny. You saw Johnny.
Oh, yeah, I was there when Johnny got hurt. Oh, it was sad. I was in my Johnny Manziel jersey. It was tough.
I'm not laughing about Johnny Hurt. I'm laughing about you and Johnny. Do you still have it?
I do, yeah.
Will you wear it sometime?
Yeah, I'll wear it next week.
That's great. I didn't make it to that. That was Charlie Ebersol's big lie. He kept saying they had big investors. Well, we know Liv's got big investors, but they're both going to end up broke on the ash heap of sports. The PGA Tour, they know how to run an event, and they've been able to hang together a little, mostly with all this with Liv. Thank goodness that Liv never tried Memphis. Did try Nashville. My nephew went and said it was an abject joke. But he'd grown up all his life going to the FedEx St. Jude Championship.
He knew a good tournament.
Right.
Maybe others not so much. But, yeah, tried Nashville. But in Mexico City, doesn't seem like it's going very well. We got a text in at the Sissy's Log Cabin text line. Make sure you send all your thoughts over there, 901-360-8255, pointing out that November 1st is All Saints Day in Rome. So how about that?
Great
a great day to kick off college
One
basketball.
Of the great
in
songs
Rome.
In the That'll Methodist be... hymn book for yeah. all the saints.
Oh man, that's good stuff. So still they're still unsure if the Pope will actually be in attendance for the game, but he's going to meet with all the teams and hang out with them a little bit. But it'd be cool if they had him in attendance
sure
for both those
be.
Games. So it's definitely a cool little twist with the NCAA putting in and giving them that exemption to play that first game on the 1st. But let's go ahead and get to our first break. When we return, we're talking some wagering. Alan Bell from Driving the Line, he joins us next.
Add a little fun to your lunch break. Join Johnny Radio for Sports 56 Happy Hour from 11 to 1 every weekday on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Next time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM, this hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back in Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you, and we've got to talk some wagering. And joining us now, it's Alan Bell from Driving the Line. Alan, thanks so much for joining us. Boy, I hope you have the over in this Mets and Cubs game. 10-3 in the bottom of the eight. The Cubs are ahead.
I hope he's got the over in the number of bees in that truck it went over with all the bees up there, Alan.
Yeah, what's going on with the bees?
No kidding, right? First off, yeah, good to be back with you guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, we got to look out for bees here on I-40. Everyone Jeez. Across Tennessee, be careful, yeah.
Bumble or honey right. bees, or does it matter?
Oh, well, I hope that they're not the killer bees. We don't need those.
No, we don't need more of those, much less a million of them coming at us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know, it's crazy. We had 17-mile-an-hour winds blowing out of Wrigley Field. Oof. I guess they call it the Windy City for a reason.
Yeah, they do. And today was the first day of discernible ivy starting to grow. So hope springs eternal. We get the ivy back, winds blowing out, and a good day to bet the over.
I'm telling you, a good day to have you a cold beer. Take your shirt off, get some sun out there. You know, out there's a bleachers.
I can't scare the children like that, Alan. If I took my shirt off, there's got to be some charge right there for that. There's some indecency charge for that. Even at 38, that would be foul.
You look at the baseball that we've got later today, there's been some really, really hot teams. There's been some really, really cold teams. One of those teams that just really weird to figure out, the Seattle Mariners. Last weekend when we talked with you, they were getting ready for a four-game series against the Astros. They go out and sweep that at home. Then right after that, these last 3 days, they get swept on the road against the Padres, now at home in another divisional series against the Rangers. What are you seeing from this Mariners team, and what do you expect tonight against the Rangers?
They need a break. That's what I'm seeing from the boys who played a lot of baseball right out of the gate. You just nailed it with the Mariners. They'll sweep the series, then get swept. Mm-hmm. Sweep the series, get swept, right? The Atlanta Braves are like that in every single game. It's win a game, lose a game. Win a game, lose a game, right? We're seeing a lot of it. Hopefully, if you're a Mariners fan, you're thinking that the bats are going to get themselves, you know, just consistent because the pitching is there. But, yeah, man, if you're scoring two runs in Major League Baseball, buddy, you ain't going to win a lot of games. Mm-mm.
No, you're not going to win a lot of games at all. So do you have a feel on this game tonight between the Rangers and the Mariners, Logan Gilbert versus DeGrom? So a pretty good pitching matchup. Any leans?
Yeah, so, you know, the Mariners got swept, so I'm expecting four straight wins. I'm with you. Look, no, I like the Mariners. Like, again, if they get the bats going, man, this team is so difficult to beat because of what you just mentioned, Logan Gilbert on the mound, and they've got 2, 3, 4, 5, just an absolute rotation, but they've got to get some runs up. I like him. I think that they'll fare well against DeGrom. I like the over in the game. The Rangers against Gilbert.
Any props out there? I know Tennessee, a lot of the sites aren't that big on props, but anywhere, maybe at brick and mortar, anywhere, any props on that you could bet on a shutout?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. You could definitely do that. You could bet. There's a lot of ways to go. So you could bet a shutout. You could bet, you know, the pitcher just to get a win, right? And then you could keep going kind of down there. But, yeah, with the shutout, it's a possibility 100% right now. It's all in the board.
Yeah, the place to not bet a shutout is at Coors Field with the Dodgers in town to play the Rockies.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the launch pad over there. Yeah, no shutouts over there. No, yeah, skip that one.
And it's a gigantic ballpark, but it needs to be.
It has to be, right? You know, it's funny. We've seen some ballparks like Kauffman, the Kansas City Royals. They brought their fences in, right? And a lot of teams would say, man, we need some more home runs out here. Coors like, no, we can't do that. We expanded it. It's like tiger-proofing a course. And, you know, 15 years ago, yeah.
Tony Vitello's team showing a little spark, playing a lot better than the very, very early start. They're starting to hit a little, but not a lot, and for no power, because that ballpark is the hardest place in the big leagues to hit a home run in, and it's why people need to quit disparaging Barry Bonds. He did it in that ballpark with those winds and those cold nights, and he stepped up at that place and broke the record. I've always given him credit.
Oh yeah, buddy. Look, there's not a steroid in the world that can square up a baseball and put it. You know what I mean? Like, he was so accurate with the bat. He was such a good hitter. I'm with you. And getting it out of that park is so difficult. You're right. Those winds, they start swirling out there, and the tough part is it's such a beautiful park. But but you just do not get home runs all that often. But Dallas team starting to hit a little bit. But again, we go back to, if you're averaging 2.9 runs per game, buddy, you ain't going to win a lot of games. You got to get run production up.
Big weekend in the SEC. Ole Miss at Tennessee. Arkansas got the win last night over Georgia. I think Georgia on the road, they play a lot differently than in that cozy little bandbox in Athens.
Oh, buddy, you're exactly right, man. And, you know, that's the difficult part is when you go to other parks and it's not 295 feet on the side. Yeah, but, yeah, we've got huge games this weekend. Ole Miss and Tennessee. I think this is going to be a series of who gets the 7 runs in each game. Mm-hmm. You get the 7 runs, you're going to win it. Tennessee can do it. Ole Miss can certainly do it. Yeah, we're going to have to see it there. LSU against Ole Miss, or Texas A&M at home down there. Big series for LSU. They got to get it going. Arkansas, like you said, got to keep it going. See if they get game 2, win that series today. They go for a sweep tomorrow. And Alabama, Texas, Mississippi State, and South Carolina, we got baseball everywhere. Mm-hmm. Mississippi State's got to be angry this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to Knoxville for Ole Miss and Tennessee, any?
I'm trying to get there tomorrow.
I thought you would be.
As soon as you brought that up, yeah, me and my buddies were talking
watch
about
watch the bees. All I can say is watch the bees.
Yeah, I'm telling you, hey, look, we're going to get off of I-40 and get onto Highway 70, cut it around Cumberland. Yeah.
There you go. That's
you might find some corn in a jar down that highway.
Right. Head on up Alcoa, beautiful Alcoa Highway. You'll find yourself. Yeah.
Alan, another thing about the MLB, I'm curious your thoughts on last week when we talked with you. The Yankees were right in the midst of that losing streak they were on, and while they have won a couple of games this week, it still hasn't looked great. Last weekend, they get swept by the Rays in Tampa. Earlier this week, they win 2 in a 4-game series against the Angels, but you look at the way those games played out. Monday night, they won 11-10 over the Angels, then lost 7-1. Then won in come from behind fashion Wednesday night 5-4, and then last night beat 11-4 by the Angels. What are you seeing with these Yankee bats, and can they maybe turn it around this weekend at home against the Royals?
They need a day off. Exactly. The Mariners. The Yankees, I think this is going to be when they finish this series, I think it's 17 games in a row that the Yankees will have played, right? Yeah. I mean, these guys just said they do. And look, we talked about the NBA guys rested. MLB players too need it, man. They have jumped right out of the game. It seems like the Yankees, seems like the Mariners, that are kind of herky-jerky a little bit. That's because it's kind of herky-jerky this season. As we go along and the teams, you know, start to kind of even out, they're going to be fine. But, yeah, man, right now, you're going to start to see guys take a rest and much deserved because, yeah, guys like Aaron Judge, he has 5 home runs in the last 7 games.
Yeah.
That's mashing, but they're probably just worn out.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely get that. Before you mention some NBA, I want your thoughts on the NBA as the playoffs are here. But before we do that, what are your favorite bets tonight in both college and Major League Baseball?
Yeah, so I like going to the Pirates looking to the over there. All right, in college baseball, Arkansas, Mississippi State, those are 2 teams that should get the win. Tennessee, Ole Miss, over 9.5. Low total on that one. And I like Florida State and Georgia Tech to get the job done as well. Georgia Tech and North Carolina, huge series of college baseball this weekend.
Just 9.5 over under Ole Miss and Tennessee. I like your 7 run angle even more that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to get, because look, Ole Miss is feeling good. Tennessee's feeling good. Both had great weekends. They know that they're going to have to hit at the plate to get the job done because both can pitch as well. Yeah, low totals here, sub 10. Give me the over.
I like that. We got NBA action tonight in the play-in, then we'll get the playoffs started tomorrow. But tonight, the first game, Hornets and Magic. The Hornets, a thrilling victory for them in the first play-in game. Magic, they lost their first play-in game. Right now, Charlotte on the road, a 3.5-point favorite, the total 218.5. What are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I'm all Charlotte here. Charlotte probably should have lost that first play-in game, and now you've given them second life. And in sports, buddy, if you drop a foul ball, all right, and that guy gets another pitch,
you're gonna
he's hitting a home run. I've got a feeling that the Hornets are going to be all over the Magic tonight. So, yeah, give me the Hornets minus 3.5. Even though they're on the road, I like it.
We keep counting Golden State out. Do they get into the real playoff bracket in Phoenix against the Suns?
Good question, right? I mean, look, Phoenix is coming into this with a loss, right? So, you know, Golden State's the only team kind of feeling it. I'll tell you the best play in this one. Steph Curry, over 4.5 threes at plus 105. We played it in the first play-in game thinking that he's going to have the ultimate green light, which, yes, he does. He has seven of them in the first play-in game. So, yeah, exactly, right? So over 4.5. Look, they're going to give the ball to Steph. He's shooting all night tonight. Play his threes over 4.5. Make some money.
Rockets, right. Lakers, who do you like for that series, LeBron or KD?
Oh, God. KD. I just can't trust the Lakers, man. They're just all over the board. You know how much pressure going to be on them. I'm going to go with Houston here. You go to Los Angeles? How do you feel?
No, it's all Rockets. I think it'll be 4-1.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Wow. Another series, I'm curious your thoughts on Hawks and Knicks in the 6-3 matchup. Who do you like winning that series?
Yeah, I like the Knicks. You know, again, like what the Hawks have done to get here, especially after, you know, huge trade, you know, a while back with Trae Young and all that. But, yeah, man, the Knicks, they're just too much firepower for this series. I don't know how far the Knicks are going to go, but I do believe that they've got it in this one. So I'm not going to go, you know, and say sweet, but the Knicks, they're going to be a heavy favorite for a reason. They've handled the business.
Allen draft coming up next Thursday night in Pittsburgh. The other day we were talking about the draft. You tell me if I was inbounds or out of bounds. I know the Music City Miracle. I know the big wins for the Titans. Was the NFL draft the biggest sports moment in Nashville history?
Probably. It was either that or the Nashville Predators when they're having their outdoor event during
this. Good one.
Yeah. Because that was a big one, and I was out there for those every night. It was a ton of fun. But the draft was so much bigger just because there were so many people, and it kind of set off the NFL seeing, oh, we have another business in this, right? So I think that was kind of the kickoff of that. So, yeah, the draft would definitely be that. But, yeah, the Predators and Stanley Cup final, that was a big moment.
Now, was it Predators that you would sometimes pinch hit as the mascot in younger days?
No, the Titans, yeah. So the Titans. Now, my buddy was the mascot for the Predators, and his name's Adam. Great dude. He actually broke his leg during the game and kept going through the third period.
They're unreal. Yeah. They're unreal. There's awesome. A really super young man here. I'm friends with his dad, who is Lucky, the Celtics mascot. And we know it with Super Grizz here, and I'm a mascot guy. One of these days, I'm going to the Mascot Hall of Fame. Yeah. What they do and how they perform and the pride they take in it and the athleticism that is required inherently in it, but to do it with a broken leg, to go full Jack Youngblood on you.
I'm telling you, man. Look, in the hockey, like the whole NHL team were like, this guy's a play. He's a dude for life. Like, literally, he got that job for life doing that, man. Awesome. You're right. The mascot job is hard. The biggest thing is you're going to lose about 20 pounds. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes you're like, I need some water.
Yeah, and in those uniforms, a lot of times at AutoZone Park when Rocky the Redbird would come by, it gets really gamey in those uniforms.
Oh, big time. I'll tell you this. The best
There's a lot going
temperature.
On.
Oh, it's outside 25 degrees. Those December games, the greatest days for mascots. Trust me. Those are the best days. The worst is being inside. If you don't have air circulating, you are cooked.
Yeah, and there are nights that Super Grizz performing and others that I'm really worried. I mean, you're taking it too far. Be careful. And they always pull it off. They know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the one thing that's good is that you've got a lot of people that, you know, are around that know what they're doing to help the guy out. So, yeah, 100%.
Did anybody take a swing at you? People that want to swing at the mascots, I don't even want to know you.
Oh, not any adults. Everyone under the age of 8 kicked me in the leg about 6,000 times. So,
or higher.
Yeah, I'm still. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you leave bruised. They don't talk about that either. Yeah, you get kicked for sure.
Yeah, no, it's a lot that goes into it for sure. But, Alan, as always, thanks so much
for joining
us. Yeah, enjoy the weekend. Good luck this weekend. We'll do it again next Friday.
Man, you guys, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You have a good weekend as well.
Thanks, Alan. Alan Bell with us on our Sissy's Log Cabin guest line. Sissy's Log Cabin, the official jeweler of the hometown teams like the Tigers and the Grizzlies. And at FedEx Forum, we'll be back soon. You can enjoy – at FedEx Forum, the floor seat lounge at great location at 4542 Poplar at Poplar and Perkins in Laurelwood. Bill Jones and his great team here to stay, part of the fabric of the community, the Mid-South's largest selection of one-of-a-kind jewelry, wedding bands, engagement rings, necklaces, earrings, everything for that big moment of life, graduation coming up, especially college graduation. You want that big, perfect gift, maybe a watch or something like that. Go to that 9,000-square-foot store in Laurelwood with expanded lines for Rolex, Cartier, diamonds, and more since 1970 with all the great locations across our listening area. Sissy's, they offer a selection of estate jewelry and fine gifts with all those beautiful diamonds, the official jeweler for the Grizzlies, and at FedEx Forum with the floor seat lounge. Unsurpassed value, exceptional service, expansive selection, and an extraordinary shopping experience because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Well, we need to get to another break. When we return, we start making some picks and we start on the ice. Hockey picks, that comes your way next.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Lexus of Memphis. Here are your hosts, Brett Stats-Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Welcome back into Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you, and we've got to make some picks. We'll do NBA picks a little bit later. We'll spend most of the start of the third hour talking NBA, talking about a lot of these series. But right now, we got to make some hockey picks as the hockey playoffs. The regular season wrapped up last night. Playoffs get started tomorrow, so we need to go through these series and start making some picks.
We're just going round to round. Mm-hmm. When we get to the next round, we'll do more picks. So today, eight series to kick it off. One doesn't start, I think, until Edmonton and Anaheim, not until like next Wednesday.
It's a ways away. Yeah, so they like to spread it out a little bit.
Ottawa and Carolina, again, using my theory of it's been a long time or never, or anti-Canada, I take Carolina. Brian.
Right. I'm also going to go Carolina.
What'd Canada do to you?
Nothing. I like the Hurricanes, and so I will take Carolina.
Landon, group lock?
Group lock on Carolina.
Wow,
I don't know much about hockey, but I know Carolina's got a good team.
Well, we really are the ugly Americans, aren't we?
I guess so.
I do like maple syrup, though.
Well, who does? I like the Canadians, but I didn't like how they handled defeat. Minnesota and Dallas. Minnesota. They've never won it. Minnesota. For me.
I will go. This one's tough. I'll go with Dallas.
I am siding with Brian here. I'm going with the Stars.
Okay. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Landon.
Oh, any shock here?
Your
I'm
favorite
going with
team.
My Penguins.
My Flyers. Brian.
I'm going to go with. I'll go with the Flyers.
Really? Going with Philly?
Yeah,
okay.
Right, I'm on an island.
The Kings and Colorado, and I had to look up to see which one. Mm. Okay, I know they both have won it fairly recently, and it was the Kings in 2014, Colorado winning it in 2021. Mm-hmm. So give me the Kings.
Yeah, I'm going to go Colorado here. I think they're the best team in hockey. I think they probably have a good chance of winning the whole thing this year, so I will go with the Avalanche.
Wait, you went like real analysis.
Yeah, that's right. Well, one thing I do know
you know that was going to be allowed.
Colorado has been really, really good this year.
Landon?
Well, I don't know that much, but I'm still going to rock with that with the Avalanche as well.
Okay. No group lock. Me alone with L.A. Tampa Bay against Montreal, anti-Canada. Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay, Montreal, the last Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup in 1993. Brian?
I'm going to go Montreal here. They've got a fun, young team, a lot of guys that are starting to kind of figure out their place in the NHL. I don't know if they can actually win this, but they are a fun team to watch. Might just be a year too early, but I will go with Montreal.
I will go opposite. I'm going to go with the Lightning.
Tampa Bay, okay.
Let's go TB.
Boston and Buffalo, go Sabres. Loser town, you need this. Mm-hmm. All that heartbreak through all the years with every team. Go Sabres.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Sabres as well. I think it's a fun
number
story.
Number one seed.
And yeah, they've played really, really well. So I will go with Buffalo.
Yeah, why not? Give it a group lock.
Look at us.
Go for the Sabres.
The old French connection from the 70s with Buffalo. Utah and Vegas. What are they?
The Mammoth.
Mammoth.
Yeah.
Why was I trying to say the
Mammoth?
I'm going to take the Mammoth over Vegas.
Utah's a fun story. You know, they go over there and have success pretty much immediately. But I think I'm going to go with Vegas here. I think Vegas gets the win. I hope it's a good series. I think it's going to be fun. I think I'll be rooting for the Mammoth, but I'll take the Golden Knights.
And new team, new logo, new everything. Let's get a new team in there. I'm going Mammoth.
We like new, don't we?
We do like new.
And finally, Anaheim and Edmonton. So my Canada theory, Anaheim.
I'm going to go with Edmonton here. I've never really gotten the Ducks vibe.
Has
I like
Edmonton
the Ducks,
won it
but
since the Gretzky years. Give me
no.
a last time for Edmonton. To
Edmonton.
Win. They were true dynasty with Messier and
they were. Let's see. That is.
I know they've been in the Stanley Cup Finals, but I don't know if they've won it since those years.
I don't think they have. Let's see. Last time they have won it was 89-90.
That's it.
So yep, they have not won it since.
Go Anaheim. Landon.
I'm going to side with the Oilers as well. That's the I guess the only Canadian team I'm rooting for.
I bet that's okay.
We've got a lot of difference.
Yeah, we
well,
do.
I mean, you
with
know,
the zany picks.
Houston Oilers, Tennessee Oilers, Edmonton Oilers.
Sure, might
they all
as
connect,
well,
right?
Winnipeg Jets, New York Jets. You doing that too?
Nope, not even close.
Well, it's I guess
no Winnipeg in the playoffs.
No Winnipeg.
Can't pick them.
No Calgary.
No Calgary and no Toronto, which is
no Washington. Crazy. No. Yeah.
It's
no
different.
Rangers. No.
Yeah. You're seeing
no
you know,
Devils.
Yeah, it's I mean, Devils is wild, but yeah, I mean you're starting to see
no Panthers.
No Panthers. Which
Carolina
is
Carolina or Florida?
Which is, yeah,
it's pretty surprising.
Yeah, they've just the injuries have killed them this season. But yeah, I mean you're seeing a lot of kind of new teams and
you know
and
there's
new
that great
trivia
question of the Big Four, which one crosses over?
Yeah,
Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Panthers. People a lot of time forget them. Carolina and
really?
Florida.
Interesting. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it makes
Rangers,
sense.
Rangers, Texas, New York.
Sure. Yeah, no, there's a good amount. So that is a
every
trivia question
you can think of, somebody's walked up and asked me.
I'm sure. And you nail it every time.
No. I'm not saying that at all. No.
I'm saying. No. I'm saying. Those were my words.
I mean, hey, I got one for you. You can count on it.
Oh, yeah. I believe it. I'm not a huge. I mean, Mr. Trivia over there is Landon. He's the trivia guy. For you, so maybe he can give you some trivia questions to try to stump you. But we need to wrap up this first hour, get to another break, and when we return, we're talking some more wagering. Bruce Marshall from the Gold Sheet, he joins us next.